Static.
Hey everybody, this is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
Hey Miles, guess what we got this week?
I don't know. What did we get?
We got a couple hits from Estonia. It's a country.
It is?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was one of those Simpsons made-up things, you know, kind of like, white with pink eyes or something.
Right.
But no, evidently it's an actual country over in Eastern Europe.
Wow.
Yeah, it was from a site. I don't know exactly who it was, but I can track back to the site that it came from.
Cool.
And or the server that they logged onto to get there.
Yeah.
And it was a radio station in Estonia. Somebody worked there got ours and listened to our thing.
Cool.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. And we got some stuff from the Czech Republic and all. It was just like a worldwide thing. But we seem to have a concentration. Evidently, people in Eastern Europe like to, tune in and listen to our stories. I don't know.
I'm feeling like David Hasselhoff right now.
Yeah, you look kind of like David Hasselhoff.
I only wish.
If you were, under greater gravity or something. But Estonia. I thought that was weird because I didn't even know it was a country. And so I saw it and I had to ask a guy, I go, have you ever heard of Estonia? He's like, yeah, it's over in Eastern Europe. It was part of that Czechoslovakia breakup.
I didn't know that.
Near all the trouble spot, Bosnia and all that.
I didn't know that.
But evidently they still have people who run a radio station and all is well in Estonia.
Well, Estonia, as they say in Polish, Dami Bushi.
I don't know exactly what that means, but are you going to translate for us? Or?
That means give me a kiss in Polish.
Oh, okay. You probably use that quite a bit at the mall.
I do sometimes. I do, yes.
But if the person who saw us from Estonia comes back, I'd just like to ask them, to send me an email.
I'd like
to get an email from somebody in Estonia. What's that?
Yeah, like 20 people making up that they're from Estonia.
Well, I'll be able to kind of track it a little bit. But, you're from Estonia. Send us an email. Anyway, to update everybody, we've gotten lots of emails about from people who were at Vamp Fest when the people are going to be up about Vamp Fest. And Miles went to this thing called Vamp Fest, and I'll kind of let you take it from there. And then I'll come back and tell you when it'll probably be up. But what was Vamp Fest, and give us a little brief thing there.
The Vamp Fest, it happened around Halloween this year, and it was like a two-day event where people, if they wanted to, could go see some live bands, some real kick-ass bands, and or participate in like a live-action role play called a LARP and like be, pretend to be vampires and stuff.
Okay, so it was like a vampire festival.
Yeah.
So, we got some footage. We're going to assemble that. It's taken a little longer than usual just because I've got a daughter who's turned into Linda Blair from The Exorcist, and she wants to spit up and spin her head around a lot here lately.
Uh-oh.
And then not only that, but I have a bulimic cat.
Oh, no.
Every time the cat eats some food, it has to regurgitate most of it.
Uh-huh.
So between cleaning up this and cleaning up that, I haven't got around to editing the Vamp Fest.
Oh, that's okay.
So that's my excuse, and I'll stick with it. But look for it probably, if not just before Thanksgiving, just after.
Yeah.
Have some time then and be able to put it together. But Vamp Fest will be coming very soon, so just be patient, and you'll be able to see it.
Cool.
I think it'll turn out pretty good. It'll kind of be in the light of the Tattoo Festival, which is in the other section of the website. It's staticradio.home.att.net. If you listen to us on Night Raven Radio. So it'll be kind of like that. So, you can kind of look for something funny then.
Okay.
Good deal. So what's up?
I'm about to give away a $1 million idea over the internet.
Oh, really?
This is a dream I had the other night.
So everyone should pass this website on to their friends so that maybe they can make it work, huh?
All my friends in Estonia, please grab a pencil and a piece of paper immediately.
Okay.
This is a dream I had, okay?
Does this involve Carol Alt or...
No.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question.
Or possibly any secretary that you happen to run into in the last 5 days.
Let me ask you a question.
All right.
Do you use public restrooms?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I try to avoid using public restrooms at every turn.
No, I'm not talking about number two. I'm talking about number one.
I try to avoid using public restrooms, unless I really got to go, but...
But you do use them.
Oh, sure. The urinal?
Yeah.
I will use the urinal. I don't like to, you know, go take a crap.
Right. Well, I'm not talking about that tonight.
But, you know...
I'm talking about peeing.
Because they don't always have... I think the women's always have those seat covers.
Yeah.
But the men's don't. So if I had to take a crap, I think I'd go in the women's restroom.
Well, that, you know, that's a whole different show, I think. But if I can get back to my million-dollar idea.
Okay, so I'm taking a leak.
Have you ever thought, like, wouldn't it be great if I had something to do while I was taking a leak?
Like reading a book?
Like have a contest with other guys.
Like, oh, like peeing on targets and having lights light up or something?
Yeah, like a counter.
Like the clown with the balloon?
Exactly. This is a million-dollar idea. I'm giving it away. I want people to write this down.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, first
of all... Do they have to give you credit, though?
Pardon me?
Do they have to give you credit or anything?
I just want half the proceeds.
Oh, you want some royalties.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, here's what happens. Now, if you don't want to do it, you can pee for free.
Pee for free.
But if you want the counter, you have to put in a quarter.
So it costs a quarter to play.
Or maybe 50 cents. I haven't decided yet.
What's the prize?
Well, no, you just know that you have high score, you know?
Okay. Oh, it's kind of like a video game.
Yeah, it'll keep like high score, like, you know, how long can you whiz on target, you know?
Uh-huh. Maybe it could be like Space Invaders.
But I'm just saying, like a little bullseye or something. Uh-huh. For hunters, it could be like a deer or a bear or something.
You know? Oh, so you could have a whole, like in the ballpark, a whole line of urinals?
Yeah.
And they all have a different game.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think guys would eat up this product. I think sales would be over $1 million the first year.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to share this with the listening audience.
So what would you call this thing? Piorama or
Wizard? The P-meter, Piorama, whatever you want to call it, I don't care. The urinator.
The urinator.
You know, whatever. But I'm just saying I'm willing to share this idea. I'm willing to split.
Because you,
know,
you don't have any engineering or technical skills to put this together, right?
Don't you think guys would eat this up?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Like at a sports bar or a sporting event?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, this is a million-dollar idea. I'm giving it away tonight.
What if it was just see who relieved themselves the most? So, like, collects the pee for that round into, like, a vial underneath the urinal?
Well,
and then
you
can measure, you know,
that.
I got 500 cc's of urine or something.
Well, I was trying to keep it simple. You know?
Oh, that's true.
I think hitting the target, like if it was small enough, would be hard enough, you know.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, well, that's true.
You'd have to, you know, have it so you could see it, you know.
Where's the safest place in the men's bathroom in the urinal, right? Because nobody can hit the...
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
It's a $1 million idea. It can't miss. Somebody will develop this.
Maybe they should just do the inside of the urinal in that, what was that t-shirt, was it Genera or something, where you, like, the heat would make it change colors?
Yeah.
So then you can kind of write your name, and it would just hang there for a few seconds until it dissipated.
That might be.
That would be a good, too.
That would be a thing you could do.
But yeah, I think you could do, like, a video game type thing, like Space Invaders or something.
I think you could keep it simple at first, though.
Sure, oh, yeah. Hit the target, you know, win a prize.
This is a $1 million idea I've just given away. I've never done this before on the air.
Well, yeah, the very first show, you gave away the movie idea.
That's true. I gave away a million-dollar movie idea, which still has not been made into a movie, I might add.
Well, we could certainly do that, probably.
And I don't usually give away these ideas, but since I don't know how to make this.
Well, you know, you could do, especially in a bar, you could win a condom.
Possibly.
You know what I mean?
Possibly.
You know, when we were in college, we used to play that baseball game that gave away baseball cards.
Yeah, it was a pinball game.
Yeah, a pinball game, gave away baseball cards.
Right.
If you won a certain amount of runs, you kept getting cards.
Right.
I think you probably still have those cards.
I do.
I gave you all the ones that I got.
I do.
So, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I'd be all for it.
Condoms, a little naked pictures or whatever.
Baseball cards.
The usual stuff you get in a bar restroom.
Yeah. I would be all for it.
That's pretty good.
I would spend a quarter doing that.
You, yeah, well, you know, you probably would do it for number two, too, especially for quantity.
Well, I don't want to get too...
Weigh your pile.
No, I don't, I'm afraid some guys would break it, you know. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen what some people leave behind.
Oh!
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to break the thing.
You're talking about the non-fleshers?
Yeah.
The exhibitionist crappers.
Not that they want to leave it. I just don't think the damn thing will flush, you know?
Oh, it's like clogged up or something?
Yeah, I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. I think they leave it on purpose, to tell you the truth.
You know, just keep it simple.
That's a good idea.
It's a million-dollar idea. I know someone will hear this and develop it.
Maybe somebody from Kohler or American Standard is listening, and they'll implement this.
I'm telling you, because like when I go to pee, I sometimes aim for the urinal, Kate, you know, just for fun.
Oh, to like make a dent in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I never can, you know, because I'm not like one of those marathon peers. Like,
yeah, because you pee more often. You don't hold it, so you don't have the pressure.
I mean, I go every so often.
You don't have the back pressure. You don't have the, you know. I don't have the prostate to hold in.
I just go when I go.
Well, I am not going to talk about pee or ideas. Other than I go to this grocery store and they need to get a goddamn pen that'll like chain the counter or something because they're always looking to get mine. I've been to this grocery store two weeks in a row.
Right.
And it's one that's close, and so I go whenever we need something, like, quickly. It's not really a convenience store, but it's a smaller grocery store.
It's inconvenient, really.
It's not a Schnucks that we usually shop at.
Jewel?
No, it's not. There's no Jewel down. It's just a local store.
A&P?
No, it's not a chain. Not a chain. And so...
IGA?
No, it's not a chain. IGA's a chain. So anyway, I go in the store, and I get through, and I get to the checkout line. First time this happened. And I'm waiting behind, a preppy boy or some, you know, fraternity guy or something.
Yeah.
He looks very preppy, fraternity, you know, yuppie-ish.
Yeah.
And this young lady, who is obviously from not from this country, possibly from Estonia.
Hey, careful. Careful now.
Comes up to the belt. There's a checker, you know, and the guy and this other nice young lady, very nice. And she comes up and she's like making motions like she's writing.
Yeah.
She takes a piece of paper and acts like she's writing. She, you know, does kind of the universal in the air writing sign.
Yeah.
And these people are totally dumbfounded. And she can't speak English very well. She's, I need, you know, she's trying to form a sentence and she's having a little bit of a problem.
Right.
And these people are standing there like, you know, urinal cakes in the bottom of a urinal, deer in the headlights, but not picking up. And finally I go, I think she wants to borrow a pen.
So you whip out your big black Bic.
What?
I said Bic. B-I-C.
No, actually, she borrowed the checkout lady's pen.
Well, I mean, it could have been a big blue Bic, too.
Yeah, I was going to say. She borrowed the checkout lady's pen, and she was all miffed because she let her borrow a pen, and I'm like, oh, Christ. You know, pens, I got hundreds of pens for free.
Right.
You know, it's just crazy.
Right.
And so then after she walks away with the pen to go, because essentially she had to write something down with someone she saw there. And, and just needed to borrow the pen. You know, it's something that happens every day.
Right.
And they're going, I didn't even know what she wanted. I couldn't. Would you understand
they
that?
They couldn't figure it out.
No, they couldn't figure it out.
That is weird.
I'm looking, you know, and we got a grocery clerk, and obviously somebody who at least looks college educated. Maybe he just buys his clothes at the Gap. I don't know. But, you know, he looks that way. Could not figure it out.
Wow.
And I'm like, you know, I think she wants a pen. I mean, she's making.
Yeah.
There are universal signs for things. It wasn't like she was pointing at her foot or, you know.
She didn't have to take a dump or something.
Right. It wasn't like she was crossing her legs. And,
yeah.
Oh, no, that's the universal sign. So I couldn't believe it. So then this week, I go back in. This just has to do with pens. It doesn't have to do with people borrowing pens. I get into the line. I'm writing my check to pay for my, you know, 2-liter Dr. Pepper and something else. And lady goes, oh, that's my pen. I'm like, no, it's not. It's mine. So she proceeds to explain to me that I took her pen when, you know, it's not. It's my pen. I pulled it out of my checkbook to write this check.
This is my big black Bic.
Yeah. Hey, baby. No, and I'm like, no, no, this is mine. She's like,
yeah.
Oh, are you sure? You know? Oh. I'm like, look, mine says, because it is stolen from the Holiday Inn. Mine says Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
Because I picked it up one day when I was at the Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
And then she looks over, and there's her sitting on a register.
Uh-oh.
But it has a similar but not exact color cap.
Right.
So I'm, you know, accosted by the checkout person.
Did you get an apology?
No. Oh, there's my pen.
Oh.
So I still frequent the place, but, you know, it's a little bit harsh.
You just don't bring your big black Bic with you.
Yeah, well, I don't. You got a fantasy about this. You know, you got a fantasy about me and my appendage or something.
I don't know.
Or I meant my writing utensil.
I didn't think of it that way, but maybe you're right.
I think it has to go back to that urinal thing.
Yeah.
Where you're talking about, you know, people peeing and maybe writing or something. I don't know. Writing your name.
I don't know.
What about urine graffiti? Just make the walls so that you're into them.
Yeah.
So that you could write anywhere you want.
I guess you could.
That's pretty interesting there.
Glow in the dark.
Of course, the floor would be just totally blank because of all the piss that hits it.
Yeah, true.
But that guy who gets the ceiling is going to be one damn proud motherfucker. Right?
Yeah.
That guy's going to be like, look at this! Woo! I want to see you. And it turns out it's like some midget that was held up there or something.